So in order to sum up the management, we can minimize it by just limiting it to a few headings only. That is expert in the general care of the patient, expert nursing care, management of the erosions and the wounds, as I mentioned in detail that how we are going to do it, washing, applying emollients, topical antiseptics, etc., which I have already mentioned in detail. Then protective clothing, reducing the hyperhidrosis by either topical use of aluminium chloride hexahydrate, and we can even go for Botox injection. Then oral multidisciplinary care, including the dermatologist, dentist, to take care of the oral and the dental hygiene, and also for the abnormalities of the tooth, using artificial teeth if necessary. Reconstructive measures can be done. Then GI tract and nutritional care, in which we not only give the management but also take care of the nutrition of the patient. Then the care of the eyes, referral to the ophthalmologist. Musculoskeletal system should be managed by a physiotherapist, orthopedic surgeon, management of the anemia, management of the bone abnormalities, management of the genitourinary tract abnormalities by a urologist. Then SEC should also be looked for, surveillance should be done, and treatment if necessary. Then pain management, besides the topical opioids, NSAIDs, amitriptyline, benzodiazepines, physiological support and cognitive behavioral therapy is a very important part of the management, because the patient have a psychosocial comorbidity along with such chronic disorders. So it is important not only for EB but all those disorders which are chronic. Then skin grafting and innovative therapies.